You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Q92's coverage of state dance competition from the Target Center with Paul Ramo, brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stilts Attorneys, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sun Bank, Appleton, Milan, and Marietta, Greg Thol Electric in Madison, Lac Parle Valley High School, Wager Chiropractic, Pioneer Seeds, Dean Martinson, Madison Bottling Company, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Livestock Systems in Dawson, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Ortonville, Haugen Insurance Agency, Warren Triggerstead, Pioneer Seeds, and CCM Health in Montevideo. Our state dance coverage from the Target Center, brought to you in part by Ag Processing Incorporated in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services Dawson, United Prairie Insurance Agency in Madison, Ludvigson Tiling, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Lac Parle Mutual Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Lee Motor Company, Jenny O Turkey Store, Heather Nursery, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, B. Johnson Electric, Luke Oy and Aaron Tasto at Ridgeview Seeds, your local Beck Seed Dealers.
Welcome back to Target Center here in downtown Minneapolis for State Dance. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, along with Ken Fransky to my left and Grace Johnson to my right. And the first part of the Jazz in Class A competition has been complete. And just a great atmosphere here again at Target Center, isn't it, guys?
Absolutely, Paul.
Yep, I think everybody missed it last year. Looks like a full house for Class Single A.
Grace, you were sitting down while the shadows and the silhouettes and the gold dusters were performing, along with the other, there's 12 teams, jazz teams, right?
Yep.
So what was the atmosphere down there in the front row?
Yeah, I was in the shadows reserved seating section about three rows up from the floor, and it was really cool just to be down low and watching all the teams up close. Something I haven't been able to do before, so it's a lot of fun.
Yes. Grace is usually on the floor dancing the last 6 years.
I got as close as I could get to the floor.
Well, I did notice, Paul, we were up here watching, you know, from the broadcast area. You know, I kind of zoned in on that alumni two, three rows, and they were probably just about as much dancing in those bleacher fan seats as there were, was on the floor. That's without a doubt. They were hopping and a bopping to the music.
Right. Grace, why don't you explain to our listeners what's happening here now? What has happened?
Yeah, so we have finished up all 12 dances. So we are now bringing out each team individually, and we're going to see who made finals. Six teams will move on out of the 12.
Okay, and let's get your grade, Ken and Grace, on how the Shadows performed in their jazz here this morning.
Yeah, I'll make it quick and simple and leave it to the expert, Grace, but I think the top three teams coming in, without a doubt, are going to make that final six cut. Our Shadows, YME, and St. Cloud Cathedral, I think, you know, they definitely, to me, seeing them all live together, the same, you know, half-hour, you know, slot, looked very, very good. Then I think four, five, and six gets to be a little bit of a dogfight. I guess I would probably pick Zimbrota Mazeppa and Minnewaska out of that next group, in my opinion. But Grace, you see it so much more in depth than I do.
Yeah, I thought Lac Parle Valley, Dawson Boyd, the Shadows, they had a solid performance. I would say last Saturday at Sections was better. But, you know, we always say you don't want to peak too soon. You don't want your prelims performance to be better than your finals. So I think that is something that we have to look forward to, is I think they're going to come out even stronger for finals. Knock on wood, if they make it. Same with YME, not as good as it was last week at Sections. But that's, like I said, always what you want. You want your finals performance to be better than prelims. So I'm excited to see those in a couple hours.
Well, and then Grace, I mean, with the 12 teams here, I mean, obviously you want to dance well, dance your best.
Yes.
But the goal of the 12 teams is to make the final six cut.
Yes.
And then really crank it up a notch. So, I mean, there's probably a little more nerves and jitters coming in for the prelims for a lot of girls than the finals, hopefully.
Yeah, and I think we got all those kind of jitters, those bugs out of us, so then we'll be ready for the finals and can hopefully have a flawless performance.
The Shadows have just came, walked back on the Target Center floor here, along with the Silhouettes and the Gold Dusters. Gold Dusters will be last coming on. Kind of quite a really pretty scene with all the different uniforms. Got 12 teams out there facing the crowd, waiting to hear who will dance to later this afternoon in the finals, and is it nerve-wracking, Grace, out there? You were on the Jazz team.
Yeah, I think for the past few years it's been a little less nerve-wracking. You kind of know where you are before you go out. But it's definitely, you never know what's going to happen, so it leaves some room for questions. So, yes, obviously a little bit of nerves.
Lots of competitiveness, too, and, you know, not that Edina High School is not a large venue, but that's really, Grace, a year ago, not bigger than a lot of the schools we dance in throughout the year for competitions, but Target Center is a lot bigger venue, you know, the more empty seats than our small community gyms and things like that. So it's got to be different for our rookies on the Shadows or the teams that are here maybe for the first time or haven't been here in a number of years, too.
Yep. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to stand up, if you don't mind, because they're going to announce the top six teams now. And it's kind of nerve-wracking, that's for sure. So hopefully we can hear with our headsets on here, Ken.
Absolutely, Paul. You know, I've done this enough with you so far. I'm getting good at one headphone on one ear and one headphone on my cheek so I can actually try to hear the PA announcer who we're getting ready to go here, fans at home. Girls all have their heads down. They're holding hands amongst their teammates. Crazy. So they're going to announce this in dancing order, correct, Grace?
Yep.
This isn't
dancing
points
first tonight.
Yes, this is not what they place after prelims. This is the order of performance.
So this is, you know, we're used to saying Frazee, but we noticed in the official program it's Frazee Burgess this year.
Mm-hmm.
It must be a newer combined co-op. Dancing second is the Wyoming Silhouettes out of Section 3A.
They're going to perform second tonight.
Yep, and as a dancer and as a coach, we've always wanted to be kind of in the middle towards the end of that six. Just you don't really want to set the bar. You kind of want to close her out.
Third slot for late this afternoon. Cloud Cathedral, who again was up in Class 2A a year ago or previous years and been very competitive there, so I don't think, Grace, that's probably not a surprise for a little bit bigger school coming down to 1A to be here in the finals.
Yeah, no, not at all. And realistically, we would want the Shadows to be fourth. That'd be a good lineup for finals.
Yes, it would be.
Yes.
There we go. Grace got her wish. So we've kind of got what
perfect.
We think maybe kind of the big three crowd-wise, energy-wise, dancing second Y&E out of Section 3A, St. Cloud Cathedral, who's definitely in the hunt to win this thing, followed up by our Shadows in that fourth slot. So good alumni wish there, Grace. You called it. We got it.
Yes, perfect.
Zimbroda Mazeppa, who's, you know, no stranger to the state tournaments in dance. That was one I thought looked good to make this, you know, final six cut.
Yeah, that was a fun routine. I really enjoyed that one. They opened us up first, so that can be a little nerve-wracking. So, great performance.
And some good Journey music from them.
Yeah, yeah. Journey. We had Journey on that song, huh? How many teams we got named?
We got five
so far.
So we're rooting for Montevideo's name to be called for Section 3. If we can get a clean sweep, all three of our local teams in, it would be fantastic.
It sort of gets nerve-wracking to name the last final teams.
It does.
And Jazz tonight here at Target Center.
I think our second choice would maybe be Minnewaska, who has been in Section 3A previous years.
Yep.
They've had a growing strength in their program.
Here we go.
Five out of the six.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think in
Cannon
my
Falls.
Opinion, it was going to be in between Cannon Falls and Minnewaska.
Yep. And Cannon Falls, no stranger to state dance in Jazz and Kick. I mean, they've kind of from the southeast part of the state down getting close to Rochester. Certainly has been a powerful program year in and year out.
Were they section champions out of their section? Or
second in 1A.
Yep,
second.
Zimbroda Mazeppa got him in 1A and Cannon got him number two. There was only two from Section 1A this year. So they got both of their state qualifiers into the final six out of the 12 teams here.
Yeah.
So we got... All right, let's recap here what just happened.
Yes, we advanced on six teams. Dancing first, we have Frazee. Dancing second, we have Yellow Medicine East. Dancing third, St. Cloud Cathedral. Dancing fourth, Lacapara Valley, Dawson Boyd. Dancing fifth, Zimbroda Mazeppa. And closing us out is Cannon Falls.
Okay, so, boy, I tell you what, those are all the top six teams in the state in Class A in Jazz. So.
Absolutely, lot to be proud of there.
Yeah, absolutely. I when the scores finally come out, it's going to be interesting to see what that fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth slot looks like, because there was some heavy competition in that area as well, too, for those final couple slots or the final six.
Right. Well, that wraps up Montevideo Goldusters Jazz season. Kind of sad to see him on the end here.
Right.
You always want to dance again when you come to state, but fine job by Montevideo there, wasn't it, Grace?
Yes. Hats off to them. They made it to state, and that is such an accomplishment on its own. And, you know, I've been in their shoes before, you know, not making finals, and it does burn a little bit, but just to be able to make it here and dance on this floor, it's a huge accomplishment.
And for the seniors on the team, on the Jazz teams, you get to dance one more time.
Yes, it's kind of just like a huge relief that, yes, that one more time, and it's finalized that way.
Yep. Well, we see the La Caparra fans going to start filing out now. And, well, the Jazz competition will begin at 5 o'clock. Well, let me look at my schedule here. When's it begin, Grace?
5:25 will be national anthem again.
Okay, 5:25.
They will start dancing at 5:30. And my guess, La Caparra Valley will dance around 5:50.
Yep. Yeah, it goes quick.
Yeah, really quick.
Only six teams.
Right, so around 5:45, 5:50-ish.
And then they'll take maybe a 15-20-minute break, and then they'll announce the champions of Jazz again this year.
Yes.
And the Shadows got a great shot at it to repeat four times, so... Wouldn't that be something?
It would be more history-making, Paul.
Yep.
You know, with our two-peat, you know, my notes after visiting with, you know, former coach Lisa Johnson in 2020, when we went back-to-back in Jazz and Kick, that was the first time a Class A school ever won back-to-back in both Jazz and Kick. And then a year ago, we put our third one on the board, and that was the first time in Minnesota State's history that of any of the three classes, single, double, or triple A, ever had back-to-back-to-back state champions in Jazz and Kick. So I would assume four-peat is very, very unprecedented,
right,
and would be history-making as well, too. So
yep, for
there's
sure.
A lot of excitement.
All right, I tell you what, Maynard back at the studio. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll come back here in a few minutes. We're going to visit with some Shadow alumni who are in the first row and get their thoughts. Just like Grace mentioned, it's a little different for them this year, so we'll hear from some alumni here in a little bit, and then later on this afternoon we'll hear from some silhouettes. So we got some interviews lined up here before 5:30 tonight. So how about that, guys? That
sounds good.
All right, we'll take a couple minute break. We'll be back right after this.
State dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Ag Plus Cooperative, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, the Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Winthrop Farmers Mutual Insurance, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Dawson, Midwest Bank in Dawson, Sowearable Designs in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Zarbach Funeral Home in Madison, Steve Haas and Seth Haas, your Golden Harvest Seed Dealers, Heartland Eye Clinic, and the Western Guard Newspaper. State dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Ag Plus Cooperative, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, the Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Winthrop Farmers Mutual Insurance, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Dawson, Midwest Bank in Dawson, Sowearable Designs in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Zarbach Funeral Home in Madison, Steve Haas and Seth Haas, your Golden Harvest Seed Dealers, Heartland Eye Clinic, and the Western Guard Newspaper. Our state dance coverage from the Target Center brought to you in part by Ag Processing Incorporated in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services Dawson, United Prairie Insurance Agency in Madison, Ludvigson Tiling, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Lee Motor Company, Jenny O Turkey Store, Heather Nursery, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, B. Johnson Electric, Luke Oy and Aaron Tasto at Ridgeview Seeds, your local Beck Seed Dealers. Q92's coverage of state dance competition from the Target Center with Paul Ramo brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stiltz Attorneys, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sun Bank, Appleton, Milan, and Marietta, Greg Thole Electric in Madison, Black Pearl Valley High School, Wager Chiropractic, Pioneer Seeds, Dean Martinson, Madison Bottling Company, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Ortonville, Haugen Insurance Agency, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds, and CCM Health in Montevideo.
Welcome back to Target Center, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. State dance going on, and we got some great news here. The La Caparra Valley Dawson Boys Shadows qualified. They're going to dance tonight, later this afternoon, actually. They'll dance in the fourth position out of the six teams, and the Silhouettes also made it. They'll dance second. Might as well go through the what Grace just mentioned. Frazee, YME, St. Cloud Cathedral, Lacrosse Valley, Dawson Boyd, Zabrota, Mazeppa, Cannon Falls all will dance in the Jazz Finals tonight, and that'll start at 5:30, around 5:30 tonight. Hey, up here in the press box right now, we've got some former, this is hard for me to say, former Lacrosse Valley Dawson Boys Shadows, Josie Munsterman and Aaliyah Schomer. Hi.
Hi. Girls. Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Is this a little strange for you, too, to be up here and not be in uniform?
Very. Yeah, it's way different on this side of the totally different dance world.
You guys are in the front row cheering the Shadows on.
Of course, yes.
So Grace misses it a lot. She got teary-eyed when she walked into Target Center today. How about you guys? Did you think about it?
Oh, for sure. The first thing we thought of is it's so different just being in the room with our parents last night. It's like I just want to be with the girls and hanging out in all the rooms and having fun, and it's just a totally different experience. And last year we didn't really get to see it because of COVID, but...
Yeah, you were at Edina High School last year, right?
Yep, they were...
So it was really different.
Yeah, I guess walking in today, I just got a flow of memories, and I just think about all the great moments we've had here as a team and seeing all the girls. And just watching them go through every step that we've all experienced, it's really hard not to be there. And we've even talked and laughed about coming back to coach one day just to get to go through it one more time.
To do it, right?
Yeah.
Phyllis, where are you at now? What are you guys doing?
I'm currently at SDSU in Brookings, and I am studying and going for ag business. And I am in my sophomore year, and I'll actually be graduating a year early, so that's exciting.
Oh, wow. Good for you, Aaliyah. How about you, Josie?
I am also going to SDSU in Brookings, and I am studying education, and so I'm going for elementary education, and I'm right now just getting into some assistant teaching, and I'll graduate in 2024.
Okay, wow. So you're both at SDSU. Roommates or not?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, okay, I thought so.
She couldn't get rid of me that easy.
Well, you guys are, what, six-time champions, right, in high kick and jazz. So you got six championships under your belt?
We have four.
Yeah, we have.
We graduated 20.
Oh, four, okay.
We graduated 1 year earlier than Grace.
Yeah, you
only have four championships.
Yeah, only four.
Ask me how many I have. Zero. All right. Well, what was it like being a Shadow? What memories do you have?
Oh,
any favorite memories?
I guess there's so many it almost leaves me speechless because I really don't know where to begin. But every moment just dead together, getting ready before we perform, after we perform, the feelings that you get just being with the team is like memories you can never explain and never forget. And these last 2 weeks, we've had a lot of memories come up on Facebook and Snapchat and all those that we've been sending to each other. And it makes me get teary-eyed every time because those are some of the best moments that I'll never forget.
How about you, Josie?
Oh, my gosh. Being a Shadow was probably the best part of my high school career. We were all just, like, super close, and that's very apparent now. Like, we even come back, we're still super close with everyone sitting next to us and all of the girls on the floor. And you can just feel, like, the love we have for each other, even though we're at different places right now.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite memory is literally everything, like, on dance days, like, especially state, just being, like, in the chute and looking at the state floor, and then just getting in, like, a circle with your team, and we get to, like, do all these cheers. I think that's where my favorite parts come from, and Lisa would always give us these speeches, and then everyone would be crying, but those are probably where my favorite memories come from.
And down here at state, too, how about the Radisson Olympics and the Secret Sisters? Do you remember those?
Of course.
We were just talking about that last night and going through videos and just reminiscing on some of the best times we've had down here.
I know Carly had mentioned to me yesterday when I was talking to her that they're looking forward to the Radisson Olympics, even though they're not staying at the Radisson anymore, but they still call it that.
Oh, yeah.
So what exactly is that? Explain that to me.
So you get placed with your, like, state roommates. So you're typically with four people, including yourself, and... So it's after state jazz day, always the night before state kick, and you got like an hour, 30 minutes roughly, I don't know, to just come up with like a little skit, and
we always try to incorporate, like, funny jokes we have or do a rap or a dance.
So you're making up a skit.
Yeah, pretty much, okay, with your roommates. And then we go down.
And this is, like, spur of the moment. You're not planning this.
No. We got, like, 30 minutes to an hour. Yeah. And so it's pretty spur of the moment, especially for the jazzers that are super tired.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
So what were yours? Remember any of your skits?
Yeah, actually, proud to say I've won Radisson Olympics twice. And one of them was like a jungle theme once, and the other one we made up a rap about a whole bunch of dance memories and like jokes we've made up, and it was really iconic, and I guess it's one of the best things that we ever invented, I guess.
Yeah. How about you, Josie?
Well, my senior year, we were actually kind of like you. We were broadcasters.
You did a broadcasting skit.
Yeah, and I was on
doing
in a
play
room.
By play.
Yep, I was in the room with Grace Johnson, and me and Grace were dancing, and then our other two girls, Emily Torsenson and Peyton Moe, were broadcasting us. So that was like our skit. And then another one, I've done like synchronized swimming or something.
Oh, gee.
I don't know.
Well, it sounds fun, that's for sure. That's what it's all about, creating memories like that down at State. And
for sure.
And so what do you think about this year's team, Jazz?
They have come so far. I think this year, it's been hard the last 2 years. We have lost plenty of seniors, and these girls have worked so incredibly hard to get where they are today, including having a new head coach. Like, that's nothing easy, and Curly has done a fantastic job stepping into such a huge role. And I just think that the choreography has been executed so well by these girls, and they've worked so hard to get where they are here today, and I really hope that they just perform their best, and that's all we can ask of them. And I hope they have fun, because it does go by way too fast, and you just want to go out there and do your best, because that's the best feeling in the world.
Mm-hmm. You, Josie?
Yeah, I feel like
you like this, like the
I love
makeup
this
of the.
Team.
There's 11 new girls, right?
Yeah, which I think that this team doesn't receive the amount of credit that they deserve. Like, I think a lot of people just think, oh, you're 3-time back-to-back double state champions. It shouldn't be that hard to get another. But no, that is not the case at all. You have to look, like, so much deeper. These girls have, like Aaliyah said, we've lost 20 seniors in the last 2 years. A totally new head coach that's been, our past one had been coaching for 20 years. And it's just not that easy to just, like, snap your finger and do it again. Like, they work so hard, and me and Aaliyah worked with them this summer, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we would go to every week, and we were like, okay, we got a lot of work to do. Like, but then we, like, throughout the season came, and we're like, okay, here we go. We're getting there. And then we came, like, sections, and we're like, what happened? Like, where did this come from?
Yeah.
It's just, like, the inner drive they have is so, like, amazing. And you can just see that this sport is more than just a sport. It's like a family, and that's what brings all our team to be so successful.
And I think another big challenge is, like, our section and getting so much closer and so much more competitive than it has been in the last couple years. And everyone is just driving for that state championship. Everyone wants to be the best, and everyone is coming up with new things, new techniques to, you know, be the best. And I think that it's really fun to watch everyone really build such a great team and go head-to-head, because everyone's so competitive, but also everyone wants the best for everyone. I think that's really fun to see, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really miss you, too, because you guys, it's just not the same watching the Shadows dance on the floor when you're not out there, but we miss you, that's for sure.
No,
we miss it, too.
Do anything. We've told them so many times. We're like, I would do anything to go dance one more time.
Yeah.
One more time, put the uniform on.
Yeah, I would give anything. I think one of the funnest things, too, when I look back, is, like, me, Josie, and Grace always had a handshake every time before we performed. And, like, we actually were called the trifecta. And, like, that's
what's the handshake?
We were.
Do you remember the handshake?
It was, all three of us held a pinkies while she's over there. But it was us three, and then we kiss our thumbs and then put them together. And it was just some, like, the little things like that is what makes you miss it the most. And we just, I'll never forget the moments that us three had.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm. Really good.
I'll never forget our senior
State Jazz Day. We were dancing for finals, and we're all, like, crying back there. We're like, I don't want to do it even because I don't want to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're, like, on the floor, and it's, like, our final eight counts, and we're just all yelling, like, I love you, like, thank you. And then we ended, and we walked off and cried.
State champions.
Yeah.
Yep, there you go. It doesn't get better than that.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, girls. I appreciate the time. You know, Grace thinks she's pretty special because she's up on the Jumbotron. Did you notice that?
Yeah, we pointed her out to her. She was like, no way.
Grace is on the Jumbotron here at Target Center. So I'm waiting for a picture for you guys from last year. Have you seen yourself yet or
I haven't
not?
Seen any.
I haven't seen any from the past few years.
All right.
We're waiting too.
Yeah. That's why Grace thinks she's special. So.
Oh, Grace.
She points it out to me.
Oh, yeah.
Look,
every time.
I'm on the Jumbotron. All right. Thanks, girls. I appreciate your time. Thanks for coming up and visiting with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
That's Josie Munsterman and Aaliyah Schomer, former Shadows, here at Target Center. And we'll be doing some broadcasts throughout the afternoon. We'll probably be back on the air around 2 o'clock. We're going to visit with some silhouettes from Yellow Medicine East around 2 o'clock this afternoon. With that, we'll turn it back to you. This is Paul Raymore reporting from Target Center in downtown Minneapolis.
State Dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Ag Plus Cooperative, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, the Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Lathrop Farmers Mutual Insurance, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Dawson, Midwest Bank in Dawson, Sowearable Designs in Appleton, Lack Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Zarbach Funeral Home in Madison, Steve Haas and Seth Haas, your Golden Harvest Seed Dealers, Heartland Eye Clinic, and the Western Guard Newspaper.